I was most happy to receive this from Harry and Diane. And the subject is wonderful news. On behalf of my wife, Diane, and myself, I would like to thank you for the kindness you showed our eldest son, Shannon, at the annual police awards back in November last year. He was the only officer, and honoured to be so, to receive the Harris Fellowship Award from the Rotary Club, of which he deservedly was very proud. To recap for you, 2.5 years ago, Shannon, age 40, was diagnosed with bowel, liver and lung cancer and given just 4 months to live. During his treatment, he continued to carry out his duties as a serving police officer at a Western New South Wales police station. He and Nikki would drive to Sydney for weeks treatment, then return for a week's work. And look, the story was told by Andrew Scipione, the then commissioner at the Rotary Club Awards night for New South Wales Police, and I was reduced to tears by this story, by this young man, who while confronting these various cancers and his almost certain demise, bowel, liver and lung cancer, continued to work. And his fiancée, Nikki, just wonderfully supportive of Shannon. Anyway, this comes in from Shannon's parents. The wonderful surgeons at both Westmead and Norwest Private removed sections of his bowel and 50% of his liver, together with countless bouts of radiation, chemotherapy, endless medications, blood transfusions, draining of fluid from his lungs, and more than one operation plus stays in intensive care. We all prayed. Together with this attitude, determination, the undying love and support of Nikki, both our and Nikki's family, and the wonderful friends we still have him in our lives today. 2 weeks ago, Ray underwent his final scan for results of the past 2.5 years of never-ending battle. Once again, we all prayed. It's with immense joy I say to you today that Shannon is cancer-free. But there's more wonderful news to share with you. At 3 o'clock this Saturday afternoon, Shannon and Nikki will be married. As you were kind to our son, I wanted to let you know this wonderful news and thank you for your kindness. As you can imagine, we are extremely proud of our son, Shannon. His work ethic and determination to beat this horrid disease are beyond reproach. We've won the battle. Hope the ceasefire never ends, as we don't want the war ever again. Kind regards, Harry and Diane. Now, I just got that prior to the news, and I read it during the news, and I thought it was most important I share it with you. I mentioned after that Rotary Award for the New South Wales Police Force, I think it was on a Friday night, I mentioned on the Monday that I met this young police officer, and he was absolutely inspirational. And even then, I remember saying to Andrew Scipione, I mean, the courage this young bloke's showing, because even back then he was facing death and had faced death for the last 2.5 years. And here's this note from his mum and dad to tell me that he's now cancer-free. And that would give hope to all people. Miracles do occur, that a young man showing courage beyond his years would be diagnosed in the way that he was diagnosed, with bowel, liver and lung cancer, given 2.5 years ago 4 months to live, and here it is, 2.5 years later, where his magnificent doctors say, you're now cancer-free, son. And so Shannon and Nikki get married this Saturday. Will you go with my love and best wishes, both of you, Shannon and Nikki? And I've often thought of you, Shannon. And I suspect I was dreading receiving the news that you were no longer with us. But now I get this note from Mum and Dad that a miracle has occurred. And you're blessed by marrying this wonderful young woman this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. I send my love and best wishes to both of you and to your parents, both sets of parents, and all the friends that supported Shannon. And I'll be making a phone call to Andrew Scipione this afternoon to make sure he knows the story as well, because he was very concerned for you. And if he's not listening, I'll make him aware of the miracle that has occurred. Well, I know that Joy and Andrew would have been praying for Shannon, and the prayers have been answered by all. So just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Fantastic news. And as I say, it may in some way give hope to people, say, facing the same dire circumstances that Shannon faced 2.5 years ago. Just some hope. I look up at the screen. There's a name there I know. Shannon, g'day.
G'day. Ray, how are you going?
Is that Shannon, the police officer?
Yes, it is.
By God, son. I have not been happier for a long, long time than when I got an email from your mum and dad just before the news. And I can't believe it, mate. I cannot damn believe it.
Yeah, well, Ray, the battle's won, but the war's not over, unfortunately, with cancer. So
yes, I know that.
It's a wonderful, wonderful news I got the other day. I've had a pretty tough year. I was fortunate enough to respond really well to chemotherapy at the start of the year, and some wonderful surgeons, the Dr. Lawrence Ewan and the team from the Westmead Cancer Clinic, they made the multidisciplinary team made a decision, and they decided to do a resection on my liver. And thankfully, they were quite successful, and they've removed everything from my liver. So at this stage, from the recent scans, my oncologist basically said that he can't see anything on there. So it's wonderful news.
Mate, I mean, 2.5 years ago, as Mum and Dad wrote so graphically, you were given months to live. They said, Harry and Diane said, look, there's not much we can do for you, boy.
And yeah, it was pretty much. Unfortunately, and it's a sad thing to say, that people deem colon cancer or bowel cancer as an old person's disease. It's not, really has no, honestly, no discrimination with age. I was healthy, fit. Played squash 3 nights a week, went to the gym 3 days a week, was a healthy eater, had a little bit of blood when I went to the toilet. First of all, went to my regular doctor, and he put it down to hemorrhoids, something as simple as that. And unfortunately, the symptoms persisted, and I, through some discussion with my with Nikki, my fiancée, I decided to go and get a second opinion, and honestly, that's where all hell broke loose. A CT scan showed metastasis in my lungs, in my liver, and the primary in my colon, just about belly button height. I was extremely lucky and thankful. I had a wonderful family, the police family, that where I was working in Kinabarabran. They rallied around me and raced me down to Sydney. I had a number of radiation therapy rounds just before Christmas in 2014. Then ongoing chemotherapy, and then a number of different surgeries to remove the primary and have a crack at removing a couple of the metastasis in my liver. And since then, it's been ongoing, and thankfully I've been very lucky to respond to the treatment, and the end result is where I am right now.
You give hope, son, to all those people who are facing the same circumstances you faced back in 2014, and I've got to say to you, and I think I said to you on the night, the courage you've shown, not just, you know, 2.5 years ago, but every day since, was inspiring. I know it inspired the commissioner, it inspired me, and I came home reflecting on what I'd heard, what I'd seen. And to tell you the truth, mate, I've thought about you quite often. And I was sort of thinking that maybe one day someone would ring me and say, you know that young bloke you spoke about? Well, unfortunately, that battle's been lost. And you blew me away when Mum and Dad wrote to me this morning and said, cancer-free. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I just thought, there is a God.
I'm very lucky, and I'm very thankful to the team at Westmead, at the Crown Princess Mary Cancer Clinic. They're just wonderful. They're in their efforts, totally selfless. They've taken risks that I guess even 10 years ago they would never have taken, and the surgeons have rallied around, and you just don't know what goes on behind the scenes and the multidisciplinary meetings they have and the discussions they have about individual patients. And the end result is that I'm here today.
Hey, listen, and Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday, eh? You've snuck that up the blind side without me knowing. Shannon and Nikki are getting married.
Yes, yes. It's been a long time coming. We've had a few little hiccups over the last couple of years. Got to make the girl honest.
Where's the big occasion?
It's at Long Reef Golf Club.
Long Reef Golf Club,
yes.
Eh?
Looking forward to it.
At 3 o'clock, well, I'll be in Laurieton on Saturday visiting my aunt for her 90th birthday. At 3 o'clock, I'll spare a thought for you and Nikki. And I hope it's a beautiful, I think I'm just checking the weather now, sunshine for Saturday. Sunshine for Saturday. All right.
Looking forward to it, Ray. And it'll be a wonderful day.
Would you please thank Mum and Dad, Harry and Diane, and also Nikki's family as well for their wonderful support, and particularly to Mum and Dad. Dad, I think, has written a letter, and when I saw wonderful news, I thought, what's this all about? And then I scrolled down and I saw annual police awards in November. Then I saw Shannon and I thought, wonderful news. What's happened? And this is the end result. Just, I'm going to ring the commissioner, or the, I should say, former commissioner on the way home, and tell him what I've heard today. It's just fantastic, mate. He'll be delighted.
So, thank you for giving me the opportunity to say something, because it's, you know, people don't realise it. Really, it's getting close to being the biggest killer of cancer in our community now. Oh. It's number two ranked, and about 30,000 people a year are diagnosed with it, and It's a scary thought. That
I speak about young blokes having health checks all the time, and, you know, absolutely. The first time there's a sign of that, don't think hemorrhoids, think bowel cancer.
Absolutely.
I have a colonoscopy every 3 years on the basis of what they found when I was about your age, and 22 years later I'm still here. So it's particularly important, and it's a message that goes out. Where are you working now, by the way?
Well, I'm still at Kinabarabran. Absolutely love the place, love the town. The community has just been wonderful and rallied around me. And I've been back to Sydney since February for the resection, but unfortunately there's a few little complications, I've overcome that now, so roll on Saturday.
Good on you. And love to Nikki, mate, love to Nikki, and all the best. I hope it's a wonderful day to culminate a wonderful week.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Shannon. Good on you, son.
All right, bye-bye.
It's a serving police officer. Shannon's his name. 2.5 years ago, they gave him 4 months to live. He's getting married to his sweetheart, cancer-free. The oncologist tells him, cancer-free. Him and Nikki get married at Long Reef on Saturday.